This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. $15 billion a year. That's about how much historically black colleges and universities contribute to the U.S. economy, according to a new study released by the United Negro College Fund and conducted by the University of Georgia. The report is part of a bigger strategy to highlight the relevance of these institutions, often referred to as HBCUs. Marketplace's Rima Crace reports.
Lots of people question if HBCUs should still exist, and that gets tiring, says Brian Bridges of the United Negro College Fund.
These are institutions that have to validate their existence every day. Other institutions don't have to do that.
So his group is launching a campaign, hashtag change the narrative, to get people talking about the economic value of HBCUs. Bridges says the country's roughly 100 schools account for almost 20% of the bachelor's degrees earned by African Americans, and they inject millions into surrounding economies.
Without these institutions, there goes 134,000 jobs each year that they provide.
Mary Beth Gassman is an education professor at the University of Pennsylvania. She says earlier this year, President Donald Trump promised college leaders that their schools would be a priority for his administration.
But very quickly, I think they realized that was done as a photo op and that there's really nothing there.
Still, it looks like those economic contribution numbers could go up. Gassman says most schools are seeing an uptick in freshman enrollment, driven in part by the political climate. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.